Let's call this meeting of the Senate Judiciary Committee to order. It is 1:30 p.m. on Monday, March 11, 2024. Before we begin, I want to thank Juliana Singh, the Senate Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Dylan Williams from the Juno LIO, who makes sure we have sound. This time, I want to remind committee members and all those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Senator Tobin, my Vice Chair, Senator Keel, and myself, Senator Klayman. We have a quorum to conduct business. Our first and only order of business today is Senate Bill 17, Campaign Contribution, sponsored by Senator Kawasaki. This is the second hearing of the bill in the Senate Judiciary Committee. There is a proposed committee substitute to Senate Bill 17 before us. Here to provide an explanation of the changes is my staff and the Senate Judiciary Committee aide, Brianna Kakarik. Ms. Kakarik, if you would please come forward in front and put yourself on record. And I would note that Senator Kaufman has also joined us.
Good afternoon, members of the committee. For the record, I am Brianna Kakarik, the Senate Judiciary Committee aide and staff to Senator Klayman. Senate Bill 17 Version B rewrites the language in Version A. The language from Version B that replaces the language from Version A is based on a current ballot initiative 23RCF2, which is currently in the signature gathering phase. The initiative, an act restoring campaign contribution limits for campaigns for state and local offices and restoring limits on out-of-state contributions to candidates for state and local offices, was introduced to reinstate fair, reasonable, and constitutional campaign contribution limits. These limits were adjusted based on Alaska's consumer price index rates every 10 years to ensure limits remain constitutional moving forward. The initiative was introduced following the 2021 Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision to strike down Alaska's statutory campaign contribution limits. Version B moves from a per-year limit to a per-campaign contribution limit and raises the campaign contribution limits from Version A to account for a two-year fundraising period and to better adjust for inflation. Thank you.
Any questions? Senator Keel, and I would note to the extent that Ms. Kakar can answer the and Kent does not know the answers. Heather Hebden, the Executive Director of the Alaska Public Offices Commission, is also available online. Senator Keel.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just to clarify, Ms. Kakar, you made reference to a two-year cycle, but this CS, if I understand it correctly, does not change the 18-month limitation on actually fundraising. Is that correct? You can't raise money for a House member, for instance, their entire term. Is that correct?
Thank you, Senator Keel. Through the chair, I will have to get back to you on the answer for that one. I don't want to misspeak on the proposed CS.
You want to ask Ms. Hebden that?
Or Mr. Chairman, if Ms. Hebden is available online, I would appreciate that. I think that is the case, that it does not change that, but I would just want to make certain.
Ms. Hebden, did you hear Senator Keel's question?
For the chair, Senator Keel, unfortunately, I do not have a copy of the CS. I don't see it posted on BASIS, but unless I don't believe under the current initiative that's out there that it would extend the fundraising period of 18 months. I don't believe the CS wasn't intended to do that, though.
And Senator Keel, that's my understanding as well, that it doesn't change the 18-month time frame. And I see others in the audience that seem to acknowledge that seem to be nodding in agreement. Other questions? Hearing and seeing none, Senator Keel, can I have a motion to adopt the CS as our working document?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate Judiciary Committee adopt the committee substitute to Senate Bill 17, version 33LS0183/B as in Bethel, as our working document.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the committee adopts the committee substitute to Senate Bill 17 as our working document. I would note that what this does is puts the question we discuss in this committee on the same terms on which there's a ballot initiative. And I don't think the ballot initiative is going to be on the ballot this year, but it does mean that we're discussing the same topics raised by the ballot initiative. So that is all our business for today. We've accepted the committee substitute to Senate Bill 17 as our working document. We're going to adjourn for the day. Our next meeting is on Wednesday, March 13 at 1:30 p.m. And with that, we will stand adjourned. The time is now 1:35 p.m.